I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has told her country it must listen to the international community if it's to be accepted as a responsible nation. In a broadcast to the nation marking her 2 years in government, Ms. Suu Kyi spoke of humanitarian problems in Rakhine State, but she again omitted any mention of the violence that's forced out 700,000 Rohingyas, the focus of international condemnation.
Acknowledging that it is important to be able to stand responsibly among the world's community and while also walking in line with the situation and requirements of our country, we need to respect the vision and intention of the international community.
President Trump has said there would be no deal with Democrats to legalize the status of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants brought to the United States as children. He said the program, known as DACA, is being misused by a growing number of illegal migrants. Mr. Trump urged Republicans in Congress to pass a tough new anti-immigration legislation. Speaking to reporters as he arrived for an Easter church service in West Palm Beach, he also accused the Mexican authorities of being too lax about border security.
Mexico has got to help us at the border. If they're not going to help us at the border, it's a very sad thing between two countries. Mexico has got to help us at the border. And a lot of people are coming in because they want to take advantage of DACA. And we're going to have to really see.
At least 20 people have been killed in Indian-administered Kashmir in some of the fiercest clashes between government forces and militants since the beginning of the year. With more details, here's our South Asia editor, Anbarasan Etirajan.
Indian officials say this is the worst loss of life in Kashmir in a single day in recent years. The authorities said 7 suspected militants and 2 soldiers were killed in a village in Shopian district in a protracted gun battle. 4 civilians also died when police opened fire on demonstrators who threw stones at security forces. Elsewhere, another suspected extremist was gunned down. Schools and colleges have been ordered by the authorities to be shut on Monday to prevent any further violence.
World News from the BBC.